18 years ago. Doesn't seem that long ago. The Strokes made a big splash with the album Is This It? And the song Last Night. Julian Casablancas, guitarist, singer, songwriter from The Strokes, with a birthday today. He is 41 years old. 41 for Julian Casablancas from The Strokes. And we do hear Last Night. Hero Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We roll through our number one. Mentioned this very briefly at the end of yesterday's show, and returning to this to flush it out a bit. Senator Bernie Sanders has Medicare for All plan. Some candidates stepping away, inching away from that a little bit, maybe including Bernie himself. This is a, you know, Medicare for All, it's fair, and everyone's treated the same, and it's all about fairness and collectiveness, and we're all going to be on the same plan and everything. Senator Bernie Sanders announcing this week a move meant to a change to the Medicare for All plan because labor representatives have expressed concerns to Sanders publicly and privately that a single-payer system could negatively affect their benefits, which in many cases offer better coverage than private plans. The change announced this week would effectively give organized labor more negotiating power than other consumers would have under his plan. Got that? You out there are other consumers. Bernie Sanders wants to reward, to hoist up union members above you and me when it comes to health care, essentially. We're not all equal. One of the primary concerns union members and leaders have raised about the Medicare for All plan is that the negotiated health care coverage under the current system, in some cases, ceding salary in exchange for those benefits. So under this new wrinkle, unions could renegotiate their contracts under the supervision of the National Labor Relations Board, that employers would have to pay out any money they save to union members and other benefits. Sanders has been, I don't want to say confronted, but there have been union members on the campaign trail that have been quite unhappy about this possibility. He talked with this past Monday, UAW workers in Iowa. You want to put us on a socialized health care and get taxed more for it when we get it for free, basically, from our employers, which I worry about. And Sanders said, what is your wage increase this year? I don't do a good Bernie impression. That's all I got. What was your wage increase this year? The man said he had just been hired. Sanders interrupted him again and explained why the worker would no longer need private insurance under his plan. The program I'm advocating for will be far more comprehensive than the program you have. There will be no deductibles, no copays. The voter, not the first person to ask Sanders about union benefits. That morning, let alone during the campaign, Kelly Harrison, 54, a political coordinator with the UAW, undecided in the race, said later that, quote, I kind of like my own insurance, and I don't want to lose that because who knows how they'll roll it out. People like their own health care. Wow, who could have guessed that fact? And when UAW and unions negotiate it into their contract, they don't want Bernie Sanders to touch it. And now Bernie says, all right, I won't. It is Medicare for All plan. One of the candidates for president still in the race is Congressman Tim Ryan from the state of Ohio. Not a true moderate, but in this field of Democrats, one of the more moderate Democrats currently running for the Democratic nomination, and one unafraid to come on Fox sometimes. He was on Fox Business earlier this week and asked about, you know, Harry Reid this week even said Democrats are sliding too far to the left. Tim Ryan asked, does he agree with Harry Reid? Are Democrats and many of these plans like Medicare for All running far too hard to the left? Tim Ryan here.
Oh, I sure do. I was very clear in the last debate. I was very clear in every interview I've done since then. I think going for taking people's private health insurance away as part of our health care plan is a stone-cold political loser for us. It's bad policy. People have negotiated really good contracts. Union members like the ones that are behind me right now here in Iowa negotiated good health care, sacrificed wages. You can't go in and say that you're going to want to take their health insurance away. I think that's a loser for us, and I'm not for that.
How did this happen? How did the Democratic Party swing so far to the left, Congressman? I mean, you've got plans that sure sound socialist, and that's not where much of the country is.
or a loved one or someone in your family?
Well, I don't know how it happened. It kind of gets away from you sometimes, but I think we've got to keep our focus on how does everybody get universal coverage? How is it affordable? And if you can't afford it, how can we help you pay for it?
There you go. How did the Democratic Party get so far to the left? Well, you know, sometimes it just kind of slides away from you. You just, wow. You know, you're here one day, and then the next day, you're way off on the left edge of the party. Tim Ryan doesn't have a real great shot of winning the nomination, as you can tell, perhaps by those comments. That's not seemingly where the Democratic base is at this time, lamenting the fact that the party is heading too far to the left. Some are, and that's maybe where Joe Biden is picking up votes. But you know what? I got a story. We'll cover it next hour. A story in Politico that says, hey, Biden's winning the polls, leading the polls. Biden is leading in Iowa, has been for a long time. But where is the enthusiasm on the ground? Will that support turn into actual caucus votes in Iowa down the line? There's some real question about whether or not that's going to happen, because who's really excited about Joe Biden's candidacy? That's the question that's being asked out there. And we'll dig into that coming up in the next hour with the story from, not from Politico, it's from the New York Times today. So even the New York Times asking the question, maybe feeling the pressure, maybe feeling that, you know what, Biden's on top and no one else is really doing all that well. And man, I'm worried. What if people aren't excited about Joe Biden getting out to vote for him? What's going to happen then? This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. I'm Scott Bertram. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
In 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.